Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report, and we will be talking very shortly to Dr. Truat. Hopefully we'll get him right away. If not, we'll get him in another segment. The important issues here are NutriMeds. We have a big sale coming up starting this Friday, going right through January, I think, 2nd. A lot of new developments happening here at NutriMedical. We are expanding. We're going to have a new hydrogen-powered product that generates hydrogen. It's the most powerful antioxidant in the world. We have Dr. Chu here. Yeah, I'm just doing a couple announcements, Dr. Chu. We have a new hydrogen product that we're launching here in the next probably week that will be able to be the most powerful antioxidant. It's part of my, it's called No Water, which is Nutriodine or plasma iodine, the only plasma iodine in the world. We ozonate the water with our little ozonators that we drop in with a timer. Usually recommend 5 to 10 minutes in a 16-ounce glass of, say, Zevia soda or pure water system water. You want to make sure your water is clear before you start ionizing it, because if there's toxins in it, the toxins may be more or easily absorbed. So it's important that the pKa is a special number, that each toxin has a pKa optimized, so when it's in an ionic state, it's more likely to be absorbed. So you want clean water before you ionize it, before you add these other things. We have Dr. Chu here in a minute. We're also launching our Stream Network. And the Stream Network is, we're doing testing. I did a test before the show today. We're going to probably connect through Digigram Blue to GCN because we are on four networks now. We're getting on many more radio stations. But we have Genesis Network. We're working on some details there on how to see if we can patch in through Digigram Blue. We did a test with Mackenzie before the show. We are on Red State Talk Radio. We have been for the last, say, almost a year. Revolution Radio for 2 years. And we're just launching also over on Rents Network. We are syndicating to many stations now, and we need your help. If you have call letters, do give us the call letters and their contact email or phone number in your city, town, or country. And we're marketing to the U.S., Canada, Europe, and elsewhere, even overseas, because people speak English in Japan and China and so on, and India. And we want to make sure that our information is available. We're probably one of the lead nations in the world in developing new technology, and one of those lead people is Dr. Truat. And we talked about the QRS mat, which, by the way, I'm sitting on right now. Is in my studio chair, which I find is really good to energize me and to also relax, because you need to literally change the redox of your body. This is the best way to actually remove electrotoxins from your body and abnormal quantum biocircuits, is the QRS mat. And Dr. Chu, can you give us some more information on that, please?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Bill. Yeah, the CAD was actually developed as an outgrowth of the research of Dr. Linus Pauling in conjunction with Dr. Gerard Fischer, a physicist there in Munich, Germany. What it's designed to do is, like you said, is to give a base harmonic electromagnetic pulse that the cell uses to translate into millivolts, microvoltage, to basically optimize the minerals that are in your body or need to be in the cell. That's the basic summation of it right there.
Yeah. So what you're trying to do basically is you're optimizing the environment so your body absorbs the minerals and turns on, therefore, the induction of messenger RNA to make structural protein an enzyme, which is just a protein folded around a monatomic mineral to make or break chemical bonds, to build things, in other words. And basically, that's what DNA is. So the telomere at the end of your chromosome is a little infrared antenna that talks to your ion channels, and when it lets minerals in, and a good analogy that I like to use is the analogy of gray hair. When your hair turns gray, it's basically the ion channels being told by your telomere, don't let manganese in, because manganese will induce messenger RNA to make structural pigments, so the hair turns brown or red or whatever color the pigments are, and when those genes or signs are tied to manganese, your hair turns gray because there's no pigment anymore. Pretty straightforward, hey?
Yeah, manganese is partnered up actually with copper too. Copper and manganese are harmonic minerals to help that problem. Yeah, you're right on.
And by the way, copper is necessary to rebuild every organ in your body. Without copper, in fact, it turns out that the primary resistance that happens in your skeletal muscles is tied to copper, and the copper zinc superoxide dismutase 1. So that it turns out after what's called the stomach bypass surgery, often diabetics turn non-diabetic within days, a day or two even, as little as that. You can also do it by fasting. Fasting will actually switch you from being diabetic within 24 hours to non-diabetic. And what's happening there is your fat cells generate specific cytokines that affect what's called the ACC enzyme pathways that regulate ionic minerals in your tissue, and insulin resistance in your skeletal muscles is a cause of diabetes. Now, later on, you can get resistance in your liver, which causes fatty liver, and resistance in your brain, which causes Alzheimer's. But the initial phase of diabetes is basically skeletal muscle, and it's related to copper, zinc, superoxide dismutase 1. This is my research over decades. Initially, I discovered with Dr. Otto Hewen that insulin levels were elevated in diabetics, and Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute in 1981 got so angry he threatened to pull my license for doing the research with the head of pathology. So it shows that the medical profession have got ego issues, and when a young doctor fresh out of residency working with the head of pathology, who was 72 at the time, found something he didn't want to hear because he'd been doing research in diabetes for 40 years, almost I think it was 40 years or something like that, a lot, I mean, it was decades, okay, that they get really upset, right? And so what people need to understand is that minerals are the masters of the body. They regulate gene induction, and the atomic plasma resonance of minerals is on the 432 musical scale, which not only the ancient Indians had, but also King David with his flute and his harp playing music for Saul. So when David played the music, it was on this musical scale that literally I call the Song of DNA scale, which we worked out based on your research and the research of Linus Pauling, is the frequencies of minerals, and I've extended it to amino acids using the same formulas he developed. So if you put those frequencies into the body, you can induce the structural proteins and enzymes, because every disease state is a deficiency of a structural protein or enzyme, right?
Yeah, you know, and I just sent you my daughter posted on her Facebook account. She recorded my wife Joan and I. We sang Silent Night, presented Silent Night in our little church body, and she recorded and posted on Facebook. The reason why I bring that up here, Dr. Bill, is because of what happened there in 1914. On the so-called Christmas Eve armistice, this was so-called, but it was really peace broke out among the troops, the German troops, German and Austrian troops, and the British and Welsh troops. Of course, in 1914, there were no Americans in the war yet. So it was United Kingdom troops facing off across the Flandersfeld, the Siegfried Line, basically, there in Germany. And there had already been hundreds of thousands of casualties. The war broke out in September. It had waged for 4 months, and now here it was in December, Christmas, and lo and behold, there was a standoff. It was trench warfare. A lot of people, slot snipers, were killing each other on each side. So the Christmas Eve story is amazing. Here's this German tenor begins singing in beautiful tone, Stille Nacht, to the Franz Gruber German Christian carol. That became loved by the Welsh and Irish and English troops.
Right.
You have to think, Dr. Bill, what were they thinking when they heard this coming across the trenches by their enemy? They had to look at each other and saying, they had to think, what is this, a trick, a ploy? No, but wait a minute. It's right at the stroke of midnight on Christmas Eve. Now it's Christmas morning. They're singing this, and they began to sing. All of the troops on the German side began to sing, and then the Americans sang it in their, or not, so the United Kingdom troops, the British, began to sing it in there, and they began to sing it louder and louder, and guess what happened? Peace broke out. And I say that because it's amazing. In 1914, everybody was tuned, was singing the song in 432 hertz tuning, A432. It didn't become 440 until Goebbels and Rockefeller changed it to 440.
Wow.
Right after the war, yeah.
Goebbels, a media expert for the Nazis. And Rockefeller, of course, is a high-level Mason, right? Changes to the military tone called 440. Interesting stuff. Wow. Stay right there. We'll be right back with Dr. Truat. Lots more to discuss.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Have Dr. Chu out here. Dr. Chu, another device that we haven't yet discussed is a device that you did some research on, based on Dr. Reif. It's called the sound, what's it called again?
Photon sound beam, yes.
Now, they say, again, tuned to 432. I talked to another company, Resonant Lights, up in British Columbia, and they have all kinds of frequencies, but really the key is the 432 frequency. I call it the frequency not only of the atomic resonance of minerals, because it's also the frequency note that is different octaves, makes every mineral in your body, but it also is the frequency I call almost like the soul frequency. And it turns out that your soul is connected through the cord of living waters or the silver cord to the pineal gland through magnetite. So there's actually kind of like a physical, a hyperdimensional cable that connects your soul or your hyperdimensional self to your physical body through the pineal gland. And again, the same thing, the attacks on the pineal gland have been through various toxins. For example, aspartame was invented in Nazi Germany, believe it or not. And it was a lethal agent used in even the death camps. And it turns out that the aspartame was brought over by General Rumsfeld. I took care of employees working in South Carolina that were actually working in the aspartame plant and just happened to be there. And we were the local hospital across the border in Augusta, Georgia. And it turns out aspartame is a tripeptide that degrades to diketoprepazine, which is jet fuel, methyl alcohol, and formaldehyde. And it's very neurotoxic. It's also toxic to the cord of living waters in your brain and your pineal gland. And it's toxic to the choroid plexus in your ventricles. So this device that you have, and if they contact me, I can get through to people for it. The QRS mat is really good because it resets your body's frequencies. There's a little different technology here. We have, in the past, very powerful magnetic field devices. We have, you know, lumen photon light pads that use infrared light to talk to the body. What does this photon sound device do, and what's different? What makes it so particularly useful in different conditions?
In a nutshell, it's basically the modern version of Nikola Tesla's violet ray machine. That was first pioneered back in the 1917-18 time. In the medical record, Tesla there in New York applied this violet ray machine to dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of people who were terminal in the hospitals there from the 1918 influenza pandemic, which is really not influenza, but it, see that as a may. It reversed it. It killed the pathogens powerfully. So this became quite famous. There were many demands for machines across the medical practitioners, the country doctors at the time. Back then there was no FDA, there was no AMA, there was no regulatory agencies. So as my research shows, my golly, Tesla actually teamed up with Henry Ford in Dearborn, Michigan to assembly line mass produce the Violet Ray machine to fulfill all the demands for orders. Well, the establishment at the time, for whatever reason, I leave that to the imagination of the listeners.
It doesn't take a lot of imagination, does it?
Yeah, just flat out kidnapped the principals that were doing this under Henry Ford. They was tied to a group that was operating there in Detroit called the Purple Gang. Purple Gang was so named because they were, quote, as rotten as purple meat, okay? They were involved in this whole kidnapping and actual firebombing of the factory, and it stopped at its cold in its track. It was the money that was put out to do this by Henry Ford was basically lost. Henry Ford hired a team of investigators, and what came out of that was his series of books called The International Jew, because he wanted to find out who was behind this whole, you know, this death. And
well, the Rothschilds, which is the Red Shield, that's the name they've taken, were the primary ones that actually stopped electromedicine, including not only Tesla, but also Raymond Rife. Rife was persecuted because the drug establishment, which is under the Rothschilds, which is still under the Rothschilds and their affiliates, is trying to literally give toxic polypharmacy to people to treat to chase diseases. Like, for example, one of the major diseases is diabetes. You know, if you just open up the skeletal muscle with, our supplements, dibetylene, berberstatin, biotin plus, and leptin metabolic, and of course, what I've done is taken some of your minerals and I've upgraded them with a liposomal amplifier, and you can open up the ion channels and the tissues, so they now accept sugar, and your blood sugar drops simply because your muscles use sugar instead of just fatty acids now. So the problem is, the whole approach toward diabetes is wrong-headed on purpose. In fact, they try to persecute people like me. When I ended up having to go to Edmonton in 1981, that is a long time ago, 70 and a half years ago, in winter, I ended up nearly dying in a blizzard. I took 13 hours to get from Calgary to Edmonton. It usually takes an hour and a half to 2 hours because it was 55 below with a wind chill, minus 100. And it was snowing so high there were areas of 13, 14-foot drifts. And so we had to go right off the freeway through Rancher's backyard to even get there and crawl all the way to Edmonton. Almost ran out of fuel, just literally crawling. And what people don't understand, when I got there, Roy LaRiche, the registrar, said, "What are you doing, Dr. Dingle?" And in the South African brogue, I said, "Well, I'm doing research on blood insulin and with diabetes with the head of pathology." "What? You're working with the head of pathology?" "Yeah." And I said, "We're checking every month with Biosciences in California, and the tests are being done right at the University of Edmonton Hospital. That's where the laboratory is doing it and checking their standards." Well, we were using Heritage Trust Fund money because the courts had ordered testing because they thought somebody's going around killing people with hyperosmolar non-ketotic coma. So the courts had ordered that we do these tests to find out what's going on because Alberta is about the size in the area of Texas. So you can't have one individual running around killing people because they'd measure in pathology that their insulin levels were really high when they died of hyperosmolar non-ketotic coma. What we discovered is all diabetics have high insulin. And even type 1 diabetics, once their pancreas starts to heal, they may not get a physiological response, but their tissues are insulin resistant. So type 1 always mutates to type 1, too. In other words, it's a mix. And we came up with a notice that type 3 is basically insulin resistance of the brain tissue, because it migrates from insulin resistance to the muscle to eventually the liver, where you get fatty liver, which is now, most of the people who develop hepatitis in the country aren't alcoholics. They're people who just get fatty liver because they're pre-diabetic. And then Alzheimer's is basically diabetes of the astrocytes. So that just gives you a history of one of many persecutions I've had, including research on toxic chemicals, how they cause cancer and autoimmune diseases, working with UCLA. So I've had my creds. That's why I do radio now and consulting, because I realize that the medical profession is notoriously evil, backed by billionaires that are devils, like the Rothschilds.
Well, as you were speaking, I forwarded you a text I sent to a fellow, who I think you met, Dave Kahn, the individual there that's, he's working with us with the folk, with his QRS right out of Germany. Well, Dave sent me a little link, and I got me to thinking that he asked the question, do you think Linus Pauling was actually murdered? Well, golly, you know, 93 years old, you think that's a long, maybe he just expired naturally. But as I think about it, there's a strong possibility he was murdered.
Right.
Because, you know, it was a shock to everybody. He surely wasn't ill.
No, he didn't get ill before, he just expired Sunday, right?
Yeah, but I understand he kind of didn't wake up. He just went to bed and died in his sleep. I don't know, but I sent you the link of what kind of interesting. I think he could very well have been, seeing as how he had death threats.
And well, I want to explore some of our other supplements, and of course, I explain the reason why disease is basically something we're going to soon conquer, and the medical establishment doesn't want it.
Trading involves.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
General principles, the photon sound beam technology. If you contact me, I will arrange everything so you can find out if it's helpful for your condition. The primary thing it does is generate ozone, and it counteracts free radicals in your body. And similarly, my no water will do similar things. This generates, for example, nitric oxide, which is the third gas. You need NO in order to be able to release even oxygen to your tissues. Most disease states are electron deficiency and free radical states. In fact, if you could make Linus Pauling's field ion scanner, which I worked out the technical details and explained to a radiologist 6 years ago in L.A. of how to build it, but you need supercomputers to create the data analysis in real time. So you can have a four-dimensional scan, so you can literally eat a ham sandwich and actually see it being bioconverted in four-dimensional space, including time, to different biomolecules in different organs. And if you looked at just tuned in to, say, the state where there's free radicals or holes where there's electron deficiency or there's free radicals present, you can see like somebody taking like a little pen and going dot, dot, dot on a picture of somebody. That's what it would look like. So disease states are basically electron deficiencies and free radical states. Every disease, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's an imbalance.
Yeah. And of course, the imbalance really changes the redox of the cells. The cells are like little batteries in series. So if you've got, you know, I think we've estimated there's somewhere around 16 to 18 trillion cells in a person. And those batteries, basically, you can measure bioimpedance. I had one in my office, and they're pretty simple. A lot of doctors and naturopaths and chiropractors have a bioimpedance device. You put it on your right-handed foot. And I had one of my colleagues in Aurora actually use it in the intensive. He was also a physicist, but he's also an intensivist doctor, so he made a little device. He can walk in the ICU and slap it on a patient type who's going to die that night because the redox levels were dropping, their potential or charge across their cells were dropping, which means whatever the residents were doing was killing the patient, not getting them to recover. Whether sepsis or, you know, hypoxia or whatever is going on in them. Interesting, hey?
Yeah, indeed. And I just want to just add that the biggest most eye-opening things that happened with the photon sounding in my research and testing was applying it as soon as possible to an acute injury, whether it's a broken bone, a sprained ankle, separated shoulder, etc. Not only did it help to alleviate a lot of pain and swelling quickly, but the healing time was massively improved, Dr.
Right.
Massively.
Now, what I've done with my NutriMeds is I've developed the most powerful NutriMeds. In fact, in the spring, I developed a NutriMed called Red Deer Velvet DR. And it's the first Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand that's actually in capsule gel, so it gets past the stomach and the digestive enzymes. And the pepsin, which is the first enzyme in your stomach wall, and your acid, and of course the digestive enzymes from the succus entericus coming out of your pancreas to digest protein. What happens is you get it to bypass and get to the terminal ileum, those molecules get into your body. The same with all of our vitamins are bioactivated. So everyone jumps any gene defects you have in your SNPs or DNA. So you don't need to worry about whether you have a gene defect for conversion of vitamin B6 or B5 or whatever. All of our supplements are actually bioactivated. All our minerals are albumin and amino acids. And of course, I've got some of the ones I've taken from you and actually added our special polyphenol to actually make them even more absorbable, including the silver and the indium. And I can custom deliver to people also the chromium and vanadium, etc. Those minerals, basically, minerals are like the keyboards of the DNA, aren't they? And if you don't have the building blocks, for example, we have everything like our stress-to-go anti-stress hormones or 5-HTP, which is 5-hydroxytryptophan, because regular serotonin doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier, but ours does, the 5-HTP. We have our drinks that are, for example, our current glycemic drink we've upgraded is also not only sugar-free, but also even stevia-free. Because some people probably think that if you have something sweet, it may stimulate enzymes in the body. I don't think there's any proof of that, but this way you're not going to have anything sweet to make you have a sweet tooth. But there is a great flavor to it because it's so well-balanced. What's important that people have to understand, you need signal plus substance to equal healing. And right now we're poisoning our environment with 5G network, smart meters, cell phones, and even just electricity and the dirty pollution, because 90% of the dirty electricity is being pumped back into the ground. So something that natives did hundreds of years ago called grounding, where they'd wrap somebody up in the ground and let the ground itself, the earth, actually pull the toxic frequencies from their body, because it turns out disease states require what's called abnormal quantum biocircuits. And I can actually measure those with a frequency analyzer that was used for the microchip industry. I started 20-some years ago kind of postulating that along your chi or energy pathways, or in Indian medicine called prana, you can measure the biocircuits. And I measured it in picovolts and microamps and did a spectral analysis. I don't know if Dr. Linus Pauling did this, but I've been working on this for about 20 years now. So I can pull the frequency off your joints if you got rheumatoid in your right knee but not your left. The reason is the quantum biocircuits permit it to exist in the right knee, even though the immune cells are activated and could attack your left knee. They don't, because there are no quantum biocircuits. Isn't that interesting? So if you knock the quantum biocircuits out with things like the QRS mat and the photon sound beam and even other things like lumen photon, you're actually changing the redox of the tissues, and the disease state can't exist. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
Well, that's the whole premise of the research, absolutely, yeah. And there's a lot of this is anecdotal testimonials of people with terminal illnesses actually being out and actually being hit by lightning and surviving the lightning strike, and then as they recover, they find that their disease state is gone. There's a website documenting all of this phenomenon. Just a massive jolt of electricity does some amazing things to the cells.
Well, I've got one of these really powerful 20,000 Gauss pulse magnetic machines, and they're so powerful they actually bring it near your body. You can actually cause some discomfort because your muscles will jump. It's that powerful if you bring the electrodes near or the pad. But you don't need that power. The QRS mat is balanced frequencies that redox you, and of course the photon sound beam generates not only ozone, but it also resets the minerals to activate your DNA, so the tissues then start inducing the proteins. What I'm doing now is what's called the Song of DNA, and I have multiple ways of inducing the frequencies. I've got the Sonic Life machine from South Korea, where the base of the machine can generate sound and frequency of the atomic resonance of minerals, based on your work and work with Linus Pauling and others, going right back to Tesla and Rife. And with not only minerals, but amino acids. And I'm working on a new theory that's extending it called what's called quantum holographic origami DNA. And what that means, basically, you take a piece of paper, really good from Japan, you can fold it into a little tiger or a bear or a dog. And the same thing goes on with your body. Your body has hierarchical frequency DNA like code that shows you how to build an arm, a leg, or an eyeball. And I'm working out the mathematics of how this happens, that the body actually records only 7% of your DNA codes for alleles, 35,000 proteins and enzymes, and the other 93% codes how to make you. Well, I'm working on how they make you, or used to call it junk DNA, but I call it harmonic resonant DNA, shows how to actually build you and how to turn on and off your genes in each individual tissue once they're activated, so your thumb is the right thumb size, is not the size of a leg, and then your eyeball is not the size of a pea or a dinner plate. Interesting, hey?
Yes, indeed. It's all, we're fearfully and wondrously made, right? The scripture
is
true.
And there were two types of theories of evolution. One was the initial theory of evolution that was, you know, random gene changes and mutations and so on, which just doesn't hold water mathematically. And the other was that the reason why a giraffe has a longer neck is it has to stretch to get the leaves higher up in the tree, which I believe that epigenetics then codes for new DNA. In fact, there's really good evidence now your DNA actually has a coding program in it to code for new DNA based on experienced toxins and environment. So if you're exposed, like we have a town in Iran where the people are exposed to fairly high levels of radiation, it's higher than Fukushima Daiichi, the people don't have any adverse effects because of the enzyme systems and their genes have selected and modified over hundreds of years, so the people there don't get sick. They have incredible resistance to radiation. Interesting, eh?
Indeed.
So, there's a lot more to this than people realize, and I believe the creative process doesn't stop when God created man years ago. I think that the finger of God is in us every day we live. We're actually recreating ourselves into a new modified body to survive our environment.
We know you
need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So we're advancing the science of functional medicine. When I do a consult, the consults are free. If you email me and want to start a consult, and if you even have bought any product in the last year, you can get a call back. If you want a consult, a formal one, I videotape the consults, reviewing your lab work and tests, and actually send you the video afterwards to a Dropbox professional share business so you have access. Now, the next area I want to talk about is CBD oil. And with your help, we're going to be providing a CBD oil with a special polyphenol liposomes. The problem is most CBD oil, just like omega fatty acids, is only 3 to 4% absorbed. So even if you get a fairly high dose of CBD, you're not going to absorb it. With this new liposomes, it should make it even more absorbed. And the cannabinoid receptors go to the neuraxis. Can you explain what you know about that?
Yeah, see, that we actually had this discussion with Pauling, but back then I was kind of ignorant about all the technical, you know, terminologies. But I took notes and asked questions to get up to the learning curve. He was explaining cannabinoids. The I don't know if he named it or other scientists he was working with named it, but he surely knew how it connected to the the calcium plus plus, the extra electron cationic calcium channels through the body. He was symbiotic with them. In fact, he didn't even say, you know, tie it into marijuana cannabis, because the cannabinoid name is just is Latin. Cannabis literally means human flesh. So cannabinoid literally just means the human flesh connections of
yeah. By the way, all the founders of the U.S. Constitution were all smokers of hemp, not marijuana. They smoked hemp, or they used hemp for making sails and so on, because it's a better material than cotton for making sails that are more stronger.
Indeed.
Now the cannabinoid receptors throughout the neuraxis, and what I've discovered, it regulates everything from hormones to the aging process to free radicals to vascular disease, and the primary thing is what's called calmodulin, and of course calmodulin A and B regulate most enzyme induction in your body is through calcium, isn't it?
It is.
So
the
Kmax, or the activation of enzymes, is under calcium control. And if you have the wrong balance of calcium, you're going to activate enzymes that don't need to be turned on. It's like somebody going through a plant, flipping a bunch of switches. That's kind of like having a psychotic rage attack. And what you want is you want it under balance, so the factory's moving smoothly, and it turns on when it has to, it turns off when it has to do.
And there's toxic calcium, as well as the primal elemental calcium, which has the extra electron, the cationic plus plus, versus when calcium has an affinity to bond with carbon and form a carbonate, that is toxic, according to Pauling's research, that builds up in the cells and tissues, is a major causative factor in many disease states, if not all disease states.
Well, basically, it causes what's called a shortened enzyme induction. In other words, it blocks the enzyme induction process of the on switch, right?
Yes.
So your Kmax drops. In other words, if an enzyme is supposed to be 100%, it drops to maybe 70 or 60. In fact, you can track people's aging by looking at their amount of biophotons literally coming off their body with a biophoton sensor. And as someone gets older, maybe they have 200 biophotons per minute coming off their tissue as an infant or newborn, and they're, say, 70 years of age and it's down to 60, all of a sudden it starts dropping 50, 40, 30, they're going to die. So the biophotons is tied directly to enzyme induction and calmodulin and calcium activation, isn't it?
It is. Pretty simple. That's why Pauling said calcium is the primal, most important mineal, followed by magnesium.
And by the way, what frequency is the frequency of alternating electrical circuits set up by Nikola Tesla? It's 60 hertz, which is the same frequency as calcium, isn't it, on your research?
Exactly. That's what, and it ties in as a perfect harmonic of 432 hertz when you turn A, you know, the musical scale A to 432 hertz.
Right,
Not accidental.
I had Dr. Sam Milam on the program over a period of years. I'm trying to get him back on. He's a very busy guy. He's in his 80s now. But he's been doing research on electrical toxicity, and he comes into your home with oscilloscopes, and it may not come in your home in electrical. It can come through the magnetite in the ground or groundwater into your home, too, or even through your taps. And what happens is that you can actually measure dirty electricity everywhere now, and it's dumped by power corporations back in the ground. They don't have to bring it back to the plant and neutralize it, which they should. And dirty electricity, what it does is it actually dirties up the body. That's where the QRS mat literally cleans it. That's why lightning strikes can clean it, or some of our other therapies like Lumen Photon, and the best way to deliver the frequency is the Sonic Life Machine. But I really love this QRS mat. This is amazing. I can turn it on and activate myself to turn on my and clean my body up electrically. You know, it's basically like a giant biocircuit eraser to erase all the bad circuits in your body. And you can feel your joints getting better, lubed up, your tissues better, your energy level goes up. And then when you want to relax, you put it to the relax setting, push the button 8, 16, or 24 minutes. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I keep saying what Dr. Pauling was telling me about this technology. He said, quote, it's going to be an ultimate blessing to humanity. And I asked him, how so, doctor? And he said, because I am convinced, and conservatively convinced, that it's going to add 25 plus years of good life to everybody's life expectancy.
Well, we're not just talking about squaring the life curve, because we talked about this with our Academy of Anti-Aging. I believe we're on the nidus in the next 5 to 20 years of stopping all aging and disease. Because, you see, if you think of it as origami dolls, and the outside doll is what I call a biocircuit or harmonic resonant doll. That harmonic resonant doll sets frequencies that do what's called epigenetic doll. That epigenetic doll literally turns off genes through ion channels. Then you have what's called the enzymatic and structural protein doll, where the deficiencies of structural proteins and enzymes causes disease. And finally, you have what's called a pathological doll, where you actually start seeing pathology on electron microscopy or immunological tests or blood work. And then you can actually see pathology developing. But long before you get pathology, you get abnormal levels in these hierarchical Kachina dolls, I call it, like the Russian dolls that are inside each other. Like babushkas, they call it.
And nesting dolls.
The nesting dolls. And these nesting dolls explain, in a sense, in kind of a homologous analogy, exactly how disease is actually a result of frequency. The king of the cell is the song. There he is. God spoke, you know, the Logos spoke us into existence. We couldn't be partially created. We have to be completely created or we would never exist. You can't evolve into being a complex life form, whether it's a tree or a fruited plant or a human or an animal. You had to be totally created. And that process of creation isn't just a one-step jump, which could happen with God, but it's a continuous process. So animals, for example, in the exclusion zone around Chernobyl, which is wormwood, interesting term because it's the term wormwood, about one-third of the oceans will be poisoned with wormwood, which is Fukushima. The exclusions on the animals over the last year since Fukushima, since the Chernobyl accident happened, with their reactor breaking down from them trying to turn it back on and by the orders of the Soviet military, and it broke down and released an amount of radiation. Those animals are mutated now, and they're radiation resistant, and they're weird, they're like out of a B-movie, you know. Squirrels that can jump, you know, 20, 30 feet, whatever. Animals that are just, they're different. They're like out of a B-movie. But they're not dead. You think, oh, they'll all be dead. Now, if you go there, you're going to be blasted with a lot of radiation, and you might get sick after because your body's not adapted to that. In fact, a little bit of radiation, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I sent you a email I sent to Mr. Khan. Explaining what Pauling was really vocal about the last 3 or 4 years. Actually, when I first got to talk to him.
Khan, now that's C-A-I-N or C-A-H-N?
K-O-N-N.
K-O-N-N, got Khan, K-O-N-N.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was exposing this whole thing about the dangers of nuclear radiation and testing.
Ah, do you have a contact for Mr. Khan so I can talk to him? Or is it Dr. Khan, right?
No, I just sent you the email link. So
okay, great. So I'll contact him and contact. You see, I have a high curiosity index. I'm like Leonardo da Vinci. You know, he's dying on his deathbed. He's saying, "I need to learn more and discover more." He's the first man that painted a 3D infrared painting, the Mona Lisa. It's not just a beautiful woman; it's a beautiful woman painted in infrared. So if you take an infrared camera, you can see that the picture is actually 3D with infrared paints. Is that different or what? That shows you just how insanely smart Leonardo was not only a military equipment manufacturer, that was his primary job. He was a painter and artist and developing technologies that were way beyond his stage. Literally, still half a millennia ago, beyond even the modern artists today, right?
Very good.
Thank you, Dr. Chu. It was an amazing show, as always, from the spiritual issues to the resonant frequencies to the other things, and you can help me to help my patients, customers, and listeners. Thank you for coming on the program. Kelby Smith is next, and John W. Spring, and coming up tomorrow, Lowell Ponte will be back, and Jonathan Gray, ancient archaeologist from New Zealand, will be back in just a few moments with Kelby. You want to listen to this very important dialogue that we're talking about as we're approaching the new year. Thank you, Dr. Chu. It's always been a pleasure to talk.
My pleasure. Be well.
Yeah, take care. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.